Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
As part of our countdown to Site Village, I'd like to introduce Ellis from Vision Aid. Hiya, Ellis.
Hi, Joe.
You okay?
Yes, very well, thanks. Yeah, I'm good.
Good, good. Do you want to start by telling us a little bit about Vision Aid and what your role within the company is?
Yeah, certainly. Well, Vision Aid Technologies Limited was founded by my father 20 years ago this year. So we've just had our 20th anniversary, in fact.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you very much. Sadly, he passed away just literally five years ago, a couple of days ago, which is a shame. We've just, Vision Aid Technologies really has been growing over the last 3 or 4 years. So it's kind of been expanding and increasing its product range quite dramatically just in the last few years. Sadly, hasn't been able to see it, but no, we're very pleased to offer. I think we have over 300 specific products for low vision and blindness people now. So it's, I think we have one of the largest ranges available. So it's nice to be able to offer people that kind of choice of different products.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So you're presenting at Site Village this year, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, we've done that pretty much every year. I think since it began quite a few years ago, it was now. Yes, we're looking forward to it. It's always the biggest UK exhibition for low vision and blindness.
Okay, so do you want to tell us what people can expect from Vision Aid?
Yeah, we kind of specialise in the video magnifying systems, portable ones that are handheld, battery powered, that you can take around to the shops and around the home. The big desktop units that you can then sit down and read comfortably with for long periods of time. And then we have transportable ones of those. We have reading systems that will actually read documents back out loud to you as well. So if unfortunately your sight's got to the stage where magnification can't really help anymore, or you have a specific eye condition where reading is difficult anyway, then having a system that can read the document back out loud to you very quickly and easily can be one possible solution for that. So we have a range of those, and then computer connectable devices that do the same as well. So if you've got users that do use computers and laptops, you have systems that then you can just plug into your PC or laptop and run them, do the same sort of thing, magnify and read documents back from there.
So will you have some of these products at Site Village for people to sort of have a go at and see if they're suitable for them?
Absolutely, yeah, and that's one of the best things about an exhibition like Site Village is that people can come along and actually get hands-on with the different systems, and it's one of the only times that they can see them all side by side and compare from all the different manufacturers. So when we've got, I think we tend to take about 40 products there or so out of our 300, just the best-selling range. Obviously, space is always an issue in exhibitions, but the best-selling ones tend to always be there, and then all the other manufacturers are there as well, so people can get a really good idea of what's available and whether something might be suitable for them or not.
That's brilliant. So I'm guessing that there's a real price range as well, from sort of the cheaper end to, I suppose, the sky's the limit really with things like that, isn't it, technology?
To an extent. I mean, thankfully it has come down. I mean, seven, 8 years ago there were systems costing £8,000 or so. The upper limit now from some of the manufacturers seems to be around the £4,000 mark, which is still high, obviously. Most of the systems we do are around the sort of £1,500 to £2,000 mark for the larger systems. But we have battery-powered LED lights, a new range of those that start from £30. And then the handheld electronic magnifiers, some of our most popular products, small enough to fit in a pocket, but much better than a magnifying glass, £149, so a bit more affordable. It's the larger desktop units and reading machines that are a bit, they're the ones that are in the sort of mid £1,500 price range. People always say, well, they are very, very expensive, but it's because this industry is still quite niche in terms of the volume of products that are produced, I think. But people try and put it in comparison to running costs of a car and things like that, which if you can give the ability for somebody to read again, it can kind of help to justify it in that way. And over the many years of use that they should get out of these products, hopefully it makes them sound a little bit more affordable for them.
Yeah, definitely. What kind of support is there for people if they buy from you, Ellis? Is there, you know, ongoing support afterwards if they've got any problems with the equipment or anything like that?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, to start with, we have sort of the industry standard 14-day money back guarantee. So even if we come out and provide a free demonstration of a product, which we do on most of the products we do, we can do a free demonstration anywhere in the UK. If somebody chooses to buy it, they've got a 14-day money back guarantee to, if for whatever reason it ends up being not suitable for them. But then we have, there's 13 of us in total in the company, and we have full telephone technical support. We have three chaps out on the road all the time doing the demonstrations and training on products. And because we are a family-run business, we never like to leave people without support. So we're all sitting on the phone 9 till 6. And then if we can, we'll pop in and see people again as well if they are struggling with things. But the good things about these types of systems is that they are designed to be as simple to use as possible. So the magnifying systems are basically zoom in, zoom out, and change the colour combinations and sort of three buttons to be able to do that. So for most people, they can get to grips with that literally within a minute or so.
Yeah, oh, that sounds great. So is there going to be anything new for Site Village, Ellis?
We hope so, yes. We've got products from about three or four different manufacturers that we hope to be showcasing for the first time, actually, at Site Village. The first and one of the most exciting ones for us is a new product called the Dot Watch, which is effectively a refreshable braille smartwatch, which is a completely new category in the low vision market. It's by a South Korean company that's just developed this new braille cell technology. So for the first time, a blind user is going to be able to link this smartwatch to their smartphone or computer via Bluetooth. And because it's a 6-cell refreshable braille display, you can do everything. Obviously, you can tell the time from it, but you can read text messages, emails, Twitter feeds, all directly just from your watch. It's even having Uber taxi integration, so you'll be able to push a button on it and it will call a taxi from directly where you are. So it's really exciting. And the nice thing about it is traditional braille equipment is really expensive, but this product is going to be under £400, which is still not cheap, but for braille equipment it's very, very exciting price wise and then they're going to be following this up next year with a 64-cell refreshable braille display, which is going to be, we hope, under the £2,000 price mark, which is less than half the price of anything else from any other competitors. So that's pretty exciting from the braille side of things for us.
That's really interesting because I love braille, the thing that gets you with a smartphone is if you're in a really crowded place or it's very noisy, you
yes.
struggle to hear text messages or things like that. So that's quite exciting, isn't it?
It is. It's just the privacy aspect because, yeah, blind mm-hmm. users don't want their messages and things being read out loud to people. Obviously, you can wear headphones, but the nice thing about this is you wouldn't need to. It works yeah. with Google Maps as well, so it can, as you're walking, you can have the navigation things just on there as well. And for education too, because it's a refreshable braille display, yes, it's only 6 cells, but because of the cost, there's nothing like it at that sort of price point for a computer connectable refreshable braille display, which is effectively what it is, as well as a proper smartwatch. So
yeah,
it's quite exciting from the education point of view for people learning braille as well.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I'll be looking out for that.
Well, we've got a few other bits as well. So we've got there's a new product called the Helix HD, which is an HD video magnifier system, which is going to, we hope, be priced at around the £800 price mark, which is pretty much half of the cost of any other device of this type. There's a very lightweight portable camera system that will plug directly into your television or computer screen and give you up to sort of 50-60 times magnification. So it's a very nice system, but again, it's just nice that the prices of some of these devices can start coming down a bit.
Absolutely, yeah, it just opens it up to a wider market, doesn't it? It means that more people can use this equipment, which is just great. So if someone can't make it to Site Village this year, how can they contact you for more information or to have a try of some of your products?
Well, they can have a look on our website, which is www.visionaid.co.uk. They can call us on our main office phone number, which is 01775 711977, or they can email us, which is info@visionaid.co.uk.
That's brilliant. Thank you ever so much for giving us your time, Ellis. I know you're very busy.
It's okay, Jude. No, thank you.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook, by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter at VI Talk Podcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.